Happy spring break! Hey mama, it's me, it's your girl Shannon. I have a few tips to help you make it through your spring break and for your kids to have a little fun too. Let's dig in. We are about halfway through our spring break and we are not going out of town for this break. We are home having a staycation slash just chill, like we've been chilling. And so I want to share some things that we've been doing and that hopefully you can implement into your spring break and enjoy your time off. I have five tips. All right, number one is movie night. So you're gonna have like a blast from the past, like throwback movie. And I am a 90s baby, and so we just went through the movies. We've seen a lot of them, but Flubber came up, and so I was like, oh, let's watch Flubber. Now, it's my fault. I did not do my due diligence. I usually will like look up parent reviews or something like that. I remember seeing Flubber, but I apparently don't remember it. Like, I didn't remember anything except the little green thing and Robin Williams. Like, I didn't remember the storyline, any of it. So it came on. And it was fine. It was cute, except there was one like little instance. Robin Williams, I guess, has memory problems, and he stumbles into a figure drawing class, and obviously nothing is shown, but it just, I don't know, it wasn't the best scene. Like, and the kids didn't like, they weren't weirded out or anything about it, but, and they're like covering themselves, but it just was weird. So that wasn't my favorite part. And, so that was weird. But just some old movie that, you know, you grew up with that your kids didn't, Aristocats, things like that. Those were really fun for them to get to see, like if they're more into like animated movies, that kind of stuff. Okay. So number one is watch a throwback movie. And of course you have to pop some popcorn. We have recently taught Isaiah, he is what, 7.5, taught him how to use a microwave for certain items, and popcorn is one of those items. And so he's excited to be able to pop us our popcorn and make our little bowls for the popcorn. So that is always a treat. Number two, go to the library. I'm so proud of us because before, when the kids were little, before COVID, well, I think I just had like Isaiah and Ezekiel. They had been to the library before. They'd have like story times and things like that. They had been to the library, but when I thought about it, I was like, I don't think Naomi has ever been to the library. Like, we just didn't go to the city library. We didn't really go because COVID happened. And then I don't know, I just started working and we have lots and lots of books hit the house, lots of books. And so we just didn't. But Isaiah has started doing AR points. That's the accelerated reader program. He's in second grade now. He started doing it in first grade. So that's something that I guess is still, a lot of schools still do that. I remember doing that in school, some. So they still do have that. But he was reading the book so quickly at school that he needed to be able to have some more books to read. And so we started going to the library, and he's in the Gateway, the gifted program. And so instead of just meeting their goal, he had like a goal of like 14 points for the 9 weeks. He's supposed to triple it because studies have shown time and time again that the more that the students are reading, the better that they score on their, we have like LEAP testing, that's our standardized testing. And so advanced, a lot of them score advanced. And so he'll be testing next year, and we're on the road to strengthening the vocabulary, all of that. So long story short, I was doing daytime playtime. I was not giving as much focus as I should be to my children. And I'm glad we've got our priorities in check right now. But he's been able to quadruple his points. So he had 50, what, 6 points or something like that. A lot of points. I'm not a math girl. So he was able to quadruple his points. I'm so proud of him, and he's so proud of himself. But part of that was going to the library. And so I recommend that you take a trip to the library to, whether that's checking out books or if your library is offering some sort of story time, activity time, thing like that, that's fine too. It was also cool because we voted. So I was able to show them that. I do like to take them to vote with me too, if possible. So we were able to do that. So go to the library. Reading is so powerful. Number three, meet up with mom friends, eat, hang out, let the kids play. All right. So maybe you're still having to work. It's spring break. You're still working. Maybe that needs to be dinner or a breakfast on the weekend or something like that. But do it. It's good for you to just connect again. If we had fun. So me and two friends from church and our kids, we went to Chick-fil-A. You know, that's God's chicken, right? And so I just took Naomi. I took the boys to Gammy's house and they did that. And I just took Naomi with me. We kind of had a girls' day, and so I was able to catch up with other moms and just see what their experiences have been lately in momhood and just in life in general and work or not work or just whatever. It was just nice to be able to connect, and the kids were able to play. They were able to run around and have themselves a good old time, right? We need that mom time. We need that time to connect with other women who are experiencing what we're experiencing. Or maybe they're not, but maybe they have some advice or some or just somebody to listen to you. So it was really, really nice. So I would definitely recommend you to meet up with some mom friends and eat and let those kids play. So now you've done a throwback movie, you've done the library, you've done lunch with friends and kid friends. Now I want you to try learning with friends or like their kid friend, the kid friends, right? So I do get asked a lot about like, can you tutor my kid in math? That kind of thing. Like, math's not my jam. It's just not my jam. Isaiah's a beast at it. And you know, they do math is a little different the way they do it now. We didn't do like number bonds, and we didn't do like bundling. Like, we just didn't do it like they do it now. And so I don't feel comfortable like leading it because I may not be doing it exactly how their teacher wants them to. Well, I talked to Isaiah's teacher, and she was like, oh no, he'd be excellent, like a peer tutor type situation. And so we've invited a friend, and they're going to do tomorrow. It's going to happen tomorrow. They're going to get together. I'm able to see like homework problems and things like that. And so I'm going to print out some of their stuff. I have some manipulatives that they can use. And so I'm excited. They're going to come over and do some learning together. And my husband took out the dining room when we closed the Daytime Playtime Learning Center back in December. He took out the dining room and set it up as like a classroom. It has a teacher table, it has a regular learning table, like small, you know, still miniature. And so I'm excited. So that's gonna happen tomorrow, and he's gonna come over, and they're gonna get to learn together, and they'll probably get to play together too. So still keeping their brains fresh, right? And keeping them learning and growing even on our spring break. So it's disguised as fun, fun, fun. And one of the best things about it doesn't cost a thing, right? Library doesn't cost a thing. This doesn't cost a thing. Watching a throwback movie on like just the TV at the house doesn't cost a thing. Lunch at Chick-fil-A, that will cost a little bit, but it's worth it, right? That's good stuff. All right, one more thing to tell you about. The last thing is to get your child to help you with something, all right? Whether that is cooking or cleaning or going through clothes. For instance, the other day I had my kids love to help cook. And so I want to, you know, when I have energy, I like to try to train them to do these things because it will help me in the long run. Yes, it might take a little bit longer at first to train them, but it's going to be worth it in the end. So I had some chicken legs. I had 3 packs of chicken legs because I like to try to batch cook. And so I showed them how I seasoned 1 pack. And I passed the seasons down. So I had them, well, first wash their hands, obviously, and then get our cutting boards out to put the chicken on. And then I had them pull the 4 or 5 seasonings that I use. And I showed them how to sprinkle it. I showed them these have salt in them, so we have to, you know, not use that much of that. These do not have salt, so you can use a little bit more. That kind of stuff. Just teaching them some things like that. And because they started to look at like calories and what's inside of the seasonings and things like that. So that's really cool. And obviously going over, you cannot lick your fingers, Ezekiel, because you will get sick and that will not be good. So no licking of the fingers. And we just went over how to season the chicken, how to get the seasoning inside of it, and how to clean up, you know, properly after it and all of that. And being able to, I said, I was gonna let this chicken kind of marinate in those seasonings. So we wrapped it up, put it in the fridge, so we'll be able to cook it after a few hours, and so it will taste really, really good. So cooking with them is fun. And then also getting them to help you clean, right? So we try to, I try to, I mean, I don't, I'm not perfect at this. I fail at this a lot, but I try to go through their clothes every season or so because they grow like weeds, right? And the boys, we have like a hand-me-down system we've got going. They've got a cousin that's 9, Isaiah's 7 right now, Ezekiel's 5. And so it kind of goes through them. And then Naomi, depending on what the clothes are, if they're like super boyish, we don't keep them for her, but like if it's something that can kind of pass, we'll keep it for her. But I have some great friends with daughters who have just been a complete blessing to my life. If you're listening, you know who you are. Appreciate you, girl. That they, you know, give us clothes for Naomi, and she is Miss Fashionista. So, but going through those clothes, seeing what doesn't even fit or what they don't even wear anymore or what I have to do where for Ezekiel, one of my middle baby, he likes to wear the same like shirt twice a week if possible, like or every week, like every time it's clean, like he wants to wear it. And the sweatpants where the knees are just worn out and they just need to be gone. So we go through clothes like that and talk about, you know, how we're not going to be wearing this anymore. And so because he'll like try to find it, like where bag did it go in, or if it's like holes and if it's trash, like he'll try to get it, like so it's a whole issue. So going through clothes would be something great. And then just overall house tidying, I have cut down on the kids not listening to me so much, and I'll have to get into that more in another episode. But with the screen time, I do give them a little bit more screen time during a break like this, but we have made sure we have tidied, we have put the dishes up, they have folded the towels or whatever it is they're supposed to do. And so then you can get a little bit more screen time. But having them do something with you, whether that's cleaning, cooking, going through clothes, something like that will help make your spring break excellent. I hope this helped. If you're interested in some coaching, just let me know. I may try to offer that again. My schedule has not really allowed me to be able to do that, but I am hoping to do that more as summer starts to creep up on us. It's almost here. It'll be here before we know it. So just let me know if you're interested. I'd love to help you help your child become a smart, independent, preschooler or child. I have some kids that are a little older listening, parents listening, who loves Jesus. All right. Thanks, Mama, for listening. I hope you learned something today. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for spring break, a time of renewing and refreshing, dear Lord. And I pray that the mother that's listening, heard something that she can do with her kids, dear Lord, to implement and to have fun and make this spring break a great spring break. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, that's our show for today. I love you, Mama. You got this. To God be the glory.